This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says it's engaging directly with the Taliban to secure safe passage for everybody who's trying to get to the Kabul airport. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the U.S. is also reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghan asylum seekers. By Wednesday, nearly 5,000 people had been evacuated since the collapse of the Afghan government. 2,000 Afghan special immigrant visa applicants have been relocated to the U.S. in recent weeks, according to the State Department. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said U.S. troops will stay in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated, even if it's past the August 31st deadline. The Department of State, the State Department that is, said the U.S. Embassy, which has been relocated to the Kabul airport, will continue to function as long as it possibly can. The International Monetary Fund said Wednesday it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary services, due to a lack of clarity over the government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. An IMF representative said in an email statement that there is a lack of clarity within the international community regarding recognition of a government in Afghanistan, as a consequence of which the country cannot access special drawing rights reserves or other IMF resources. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. President Biden says coronavirus booster shots will be available starting the week of September 20th, pending the approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, Mr. Biden announced the shots will be free and provided to people 8 months after they received their second shot of the vaccine. President Biden downplayed criticism that Americans would be getting additional protection against COVID-19 while much of the world is still waiting for their first vaccination shots. The president said, "We can take care of America and help the world at the same time." The administration continues to look for other ways to use mandates to encourage vaccine holdouts to get their shots. The new mandate, in the form of a regulation to be issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, could take effect as soon as next month. The World Health Organization on Wednesday condemning a rush by wealthy countries to provide COVID vaccine booster shots while millions around the world have yet to receive a single dose. Speaking in Geneva, as Emergency Director Mike Ryan told reporters, providing boosters while so many were still waiting to be immunized was, in his words, immoral. Earlier this month, the WHO called for a moratorium on COVID vaccine booster shots to help ease the drastic inequity in dose distribution between rich and poor countries. That has not stopped a number of countries from moving forward with plans to add a third shot as they struggle to prevent the spread of the Delta variant. Pressure for a coordinated response to Haiti's deadly weekend earthquake is mounting as more injured trickle into hospitals already overwhelmed with thousands of patients. Bodies are still being found in the rubble 5 days after the disaster. Anger crowds gathering Wednesday at collapsed buildings demanding tarps to create temporary shelters, especially after Tropical Storm Grace compounded the misery in the impoverished country by bringing heavy rains on Monday and Tuesday. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency put the number of deaths from Saturday's earthquake at 1,941. It also said 9,900 people were injured. Many of them have had to wait outside in stifling heat for medical help. And four University of Hong Kong students arrested Wednesday on suspicion of promoting terrorism after they publicly mourned a man who stabbed a police officer and then killed himself in July. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News. We'll be right back.